Ladies and gentlemen,
here we go. Radio Gets Wild.
I was talking to Nick Elliott, who's the director of photography at a brand new online magazine. It's called Deep Red.
Okay, I've got Nick Elliott with me once again here in King's Lynn in the grounds of the Hanser House. You've just started up a new magazine, an online magazine called Deep Red. Can you tell us a bit about what it's all about?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite an exciting project, really, John. Something that's been in the kind of the portfolio of what I do for about 10 years is essentially when I first looked at doing the thing. And then we kind of, you know, shelved the thing and then put it off for a while. Then we came back to it and, you know, in the kind of guise that it's now taken, it's a really good time to do it with the digi situation going on as it is. And, you know, the demise of the written word and the printed word, you know. So it's a really good time to do the thing.
Mm. What gave you the original idea for it?
The original idea, like I say, goes back about 10 years. And it was essentially really to concentrate on showcasing the kind of area of the business which I've worked in pretty much all my life. So, you know, the magazine is going to be very driven towards high end of the market. It's going to bring quite one-to-one type of features with a lot of the artists, a lot of audio interviews. But it won't be, as I put it, a padded out type of publication. Yeah. It will only be online. It's not planned to go into print in the publication that way. It's literally built for the digital world that we all live in. Yeah. You know, the thing is designed so that people can, you know, they're commuting on their train or whatever, they're going to work or whatever they're doing. Yeah. You know, sitting in a tube station, whatever. They can look at it on their iPad, their iPhone, you know, and it's very much driven towards the whole digital format.
Right. And what sort of music genres are you?
It will be essentially rock, a lot of classic rock, but it will be essentially rock, and a bit of blues, bit of roots, and a little bit of folk. But touching on things, I mean, we're now presently, the thing actually doesn't launch until the end of June. Officially, although it's been on a soft tryout for the past, 3 weeks now, coming up to. Yeah. We're making a lot of changes, you know, Kat, the editor, who is the other partner in the whole thing, you know, she's been kind of overseeing a lot of the content. Yeah. But, I mean, we've got a couple of very special American correspondents. Right. One guy that's a bit like your kind of household Paul Gambaccini. You know, what he doesn't know about the music business and the history of the whole medium, you know, and the art it isn't really worth knowing. And he did a special feature that will, it's actually on the site now, but it will run with the launch edition, if you want to call it that, on CD or vinyl. And the benefits of vinyl and where vinyl started, and you know, is that argument worth anything to, well, it's always going to be vinyl over and above CD, MP3, you know, an argument that I personally don't support. You know, I think the time has moved on. We need to accept that it's moved on. But the whole article is really good, and even more so from the US perspective, which clearly is obviously different to what we have here, and the kind of history of how music and recording material came to be in the UK as against the US. You know, so they're the kind of things that it's going to be.
Right.
And going into a lot more kind of in-depth interviews with great legendary performers. But to a high degree, some of these performers have dropped from grace a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Yet their contribution to the business, to the art, is untold. You can't kind of recognise it. It's priceless, you know. Yeah. But a lot of these guys kind of get forgot about as it all moves on to what Muse are doing and, you know, these kind of things, Scared of the Girls or whatever. You know, you're kind of in vogue artists and bands at the time. So it's really driven from a foundation of what this art and this craft, as in music, is all about.
So what sort of audience do you think is it aimed at?
Well, I think it's essentially aimed at an audience that is very similar to myself, that kind of have been around the whole music industry for all their life. It has a fabric and a foundation of the person that you are, rather than somebody that is kind of very scatty and it's a very throwaway thing, you know, not wanting to kind of rubbish any publications, because what they do it very well. But, you know, it's kind of your Harpers and Queens, your kind of Vogue, your Cosmopolitan equivalent of the music business. That's where it's aimed at.
So it's going to be purely digital.
Yep.
So you'll be including sort of audio and video content on it?
Yes, there will be audio. Like I say, the most of the interviews are going to be audio driven. So I'm not one who buys into this streams and streams of print.
Yeah.
You know, and Jesus, I've been here, you know, 2.5 days and I still haven't got to what this guy's trying to tell me.
Yeah.
You know, which again, a lot of your kind of printed publications do have a tendency to do. And it's regurgitated as well. You know, what you read this year in one particular mag, they decide to do a similar article two years down the line, and you read it 2 years ago, if you know what I'm saying. So this thing is going to be, it's not topical to a degree, but it's more really designed by design and designed by the business, not necessarily what the business is trying to tell you they want you to look and listen to.
Yeah.
This is more about something that you, I enjoyed, like the vinyl, you know, kind of article. I really enjoyed reading that and how it all come about and that kind of stuff, you know. A lot of the history, Billboard chart, and how did the Billboard chart come about?
Yeah.
Does anybody know?
Yeah.
Most people who read kind of publications now don't know.
Mm.
But this Deep Red will tell you.
Oh, good. So have you had much feedback so far, or is it too early to...
Little early, I think. I mean, we've got immense interest. I mean, we're running a album of the month this month, which is Sabbath 13, which, as you know, was released just a couple of days ago. Huge Black Sabbath fan. But, you know, we've got a helicopter that's coming over here. Which actually could be Ozzy flying in. But you know, we're featuring that as an album of the month. There will be featured albums of the month, and these will be not really, because obviously there's a lot of kind of recorded content coming in, the PRs and from the record companies, and that has already started to generate a hell of a lot of interest. But this really is not going to be, right, that's the album that features this month. No, it isn't. And Black Sabbath are not featured as the album of the month purely because it's Sabbath. And because there's, you know, they just hit the first number one album for 40 years and all the kind of PR that's already surrounding that.
Yeah.
That's not why it's there.
No.
The album is a bloody good record.
Mm.
It really is. And I mean, those guys they've really thought about what they've done.
Yeah.
You know, they've not just towed a bunch of old geezers out into a studio to knock out a few tunes. You know, they've really thought about what they've done, crafted the whole album really well. And it's a great listen, you know, but that's why it's there.
Yeah.
It's not because it's Black Sabbath, and it's not because it's the number one for the first in 40 years, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So how do you see the magazine developing in the future?
Well, hopefully we hope see it as a growing interest. It, very much, I suppose, similar to a bit like a dictionary, a bit like a music dictionary.
Right.
You know, the kind of Guinness Book of Records and the hit singles, top singles that Guinness did. You know, that kind of thing. That people will go there and they will be able to listen, you know, in some amazing depth. I mean, there's a really good interview that at this point in time isn't actually up there, audio, but it will be before the launch,
right.
With Skin, who is the front voice of Skunk and Nancy.
Yeah.
This woman, quite a frosty type of edgy and a very in-your-face type of performer. Don't speak to everybody, but she spoke to Kat. There's an amazing interview on there with this woman, and it's given an insight to, although Skunk and Nancy have a huge kind of cult following in their own right, but to actually get that close to the woman is very, very rare. So these are the kind of things that we're bringing. And hopefully, because of that kind of content, we hope people that are really interested in getting behind the kind of, I would say, the front smoke screen of what the music business is, I think they're the people that will go there and tune in.
So it'll be a sort of magazine that people can sort of dip into and explore.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, indeed. It will be, we kind of initially designed it around the fact that you will be able to still dip in there 5 years from now and read something that you read in the first edition. But it will still be as fresh as it was 5 years previous. That's the idea. You know, there'll be a lot of kind of features on there, but they will really be quite considered features rather than, like I say, let's talk about what Moose are doing. Don't get me wrong, Moose are a serious band. They really are. But equally as much, I think how good they are can actually be covered up by the fact that the media tends to attach themselves to something that they think is in vogue at that time.
So, where can people actually go and find this magazine online?
Whether it's Deep Red Magazine or oneword.com. So it's simple. You just, you know, do the search engine route, or if you, you know, if you have a problem getting in, it's there. It's very easy to find. Yeah. It comes up right at the top of search engines.
Yeah. I think I sort of typed in Deep Red Magazine on Google this morning and it came up at the top. So yes.
Yeah, well, all being well, it should. Yeah. Again, it's kind of been put together with that. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those type of things that is, you can bob in and out on it, but we kind of think that it has a kind of magnetism with it, that the more people look at it, the more people go in and they go, there's a good story, or that's a real, you know. And this, again, the content is very considered, so it hits the point, straight to the point. Like, you know, for argument's sake, there's a press release on there about a Belgian band called Triggerfinger. I actually caught up with these guys when I was working with Thin Lizzy last year. They were first opening support for Lizzy on the tour last year. Really great band. Power Trio. Yeah. And they've just released, I think, is their second album. There's a little bit on there. You know, you can find out instantly where these guys are playing, what's the name of the album, and where you can buy the thing.
Right.
You know, there's no kind of messing about. And I'm sure it's in somewhere here, you know, who these people were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just think it's going to sort of build up a reputation over time for sort of quality content, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, again, this is, again, you know, forgive me, it, no kind of blemish onto this kind of area of the genre, but we are only interested in the kind of very high end of, obviously, that's the kind of area where I work in now all the time. So, I mean, you know, to get an interview with, we'll say, Ozzy Osbourne, you know, things that are already in process of that possibly happening, you know, or if we get a chance to talk to Robert Plant. Or we're also going to feature a lot on a lot of the American guys coming over here. We're looking at hooking up, doing some with the Mavericks. Mavericks are a band that I did some stuff with, in Nashville. Awesome band, fantastic Americana band. But over here, not many people know much about the Mavericks. Treat yourself. It's well worth the tune, you know. So we're going to dip into that type of thing, because what's going on stateside, the US, you know, it's a burning place. It really is.
Well, it all sounds absolutely brilliant. I can't wait to see, to have a look and see where it goes.
Well, hopefully it's got some serious mileage, we tend to think. You know, it doesn't have a kind of a deadline date, you know, well, we're going to switch it off in 2 months if it hasn't done this. It's not advertising driven, it's purely content driven. You know, we've got some very, very good contributors, people that are in the business, again, not kind of people that just want to write for nothing. You know, these people really know what they're talking about. They either perform, make music, recorded material, or they write in various different guises, you know. So It's looking good. It's looking good. We're pleased.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us about Deep Red magazine.
No problem, John. It's been a pleasure. It always is. We seem to spend a lot of time over a bit of cake and a coffee.
I'll beat a bit of cake.
You can't. Knocks you, Bandy.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Good to see you. Thanks, John.